Welcome to Celtic Journeys, where we bring iconic places to life through stories, history, and travel insight. Today, we explore Highclere Castle, better known to millions around the world as Downton Abbey. Highclere Castle rises from the countryside of Hampshire with remarkable presence. Its towers and stonework immediately feel familiar, not only because of television, but because of the history they hold. The estate has been home to the Carnarvon family since the 1600s. The current castle was designed in the 19th century by Sir Charles Barry, the same architect who designed the Houses of Parliament. Surrounding the castle, sweeping green parkland spreads for thousands of acres. Shaped by Capability Brown, the most influential landscape designer Britain has ever known. Highclere is grand, but it is not just scenery. It is a lived-in home. Planning a visit takes intention because Highclere is not open every day. The Carnarvon family still lives here and opening days are limited. The castle welcomes visitors mainly in April and May for spring open days and between early July and early September for the main summer season. There are occasional autumn dates and special Christmas events when the castle is decorated for the holidays. Choosing the right time matters. Spring brings tulips and soft morning light across the lawns. Summer offers full access to the castle rooms and grounds with longer daylight to explore. Autumn introduces golden trees and a quieter atmosphere. Tickets sell out each year, so early planning is essential. Once inside the castle, visitors follow a route through the rooms that appear throughout Downton Abbey. The staircase takes center stage beneath a soaring ceiling in the saloon. This space was the visual heart of the series, and in real life it is even more impressive. The library holds more than 5,000 rare books, complete with carved shelves and deep red furnishings. The staterooms are filled with original portraits, polished wood, and details that reveal how the aristocratic Crawley family would have lived during the story of the show. Highclere is also famous for something completely unexpected. In the early 20th century, the 5th Earl of Carnarvon funded the archaeological expedition that led to the discovery of the tomb of Tutankhamun. In the castle cellars, the Egyptian exhibition showcases artifacts connected to that discovery, including reproductions, letters, and equipment used at the dig site. It is a surprising connection that most visitors only learn once they arrive. The gardens invite visitors to slow down. Capability Brown designed the grounds to appear effortless, with rolling lawns that blend into natural woodland. The monk's garden has stone pathways framed by climbing roses and herb borders. The wildflower meadows attract bees and butterflies. On a clear day, the castle's reflection sits in the water like a painting. For Irish visitors, reaching Highclere can be simple. Many choose the coach and ferry route, which avoids airports and rental cars. Travellers join from multiple pickup points, including Dublin Port and Dublin Airport. After crossing to Holyhead, the journey continues through the countryside toward Oxford and onward to Highclere the next day. For those who prefer flexibility, it is possible to fly into London or Birmingham, then rent a car or pre-book a transfer to Highclere, which is near the market town of Newbury. Because Highclere is close to several places with deep cultural meaning, many travellers turn the experience into a short heritage weekend. Oxford is a classic morning stop with honey-coloured stone walls and centuries of academic history. Nearby Blenheim Palace is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, known for its staterooms and its long connection to the Churchill family. Further on, Stratford-upon-Avon invites visitors into the world of William Shakespeare. These places create a journey through British heritage that pairs naturally with a visit to Highclere. There are simple ways to make your visit comfortable. Wear shoes that are easy to walk in because castle floors are polished and garden paths are gravel. Bring a small bag for your essentials and prepare for light rain. A smart but comfortable outfit fits perfectly with afternoon tea in the tea room. Inside the castle, photography is not usually permitted, so visitors are encouraged to simply experience the moment. For those travelling from Ireland, Celtic Horizon Tours includes Highclere Castle admission as part of a 4-day itinerary linking Oxford, Blenheim Palace and Stratford upon Avon. Transport, timing and entry slots are handled, leaving space to enjoy the castle at an easy pace. There is time to explore the gardens and the tea room and linger at the gift shop where books by Lady Carnarvon are among the most popular souvenirs. Highclere Castle is more than a filming location. It is a place where history is preserved.